Thank you girls for the wonderful dance performance. And thank you all of you. We welcome all of you today for the Chetna Festival, the last Chetna Festival of the year 2016. So I take this opportunity to wish you a very happy new year. That coming to 2017, because I don't know if I'm going to meet all of you together like this before the year ends. The topic for today is with the hope of a brighter tomorrow. Since the year is coming to end, we thought of this topic. A washerman had a donkey. Have you seen washermen with donkeys? Ever? Yes? I have never seen a washerman with a donkey. But I have definitely heard hundreds of stories of washermen. Oh, there was a washerman. He had a donkey. My washerman comes on a bike. But I have seen a washerman going on bicycle. But never taking a donkey. I'm not from Mumbai basically, but even in my hometown, no washerman comes with a donkey. But anyways, washerman had a donkey. Things used to be very personal in the previous years. Like the vehicles used to be personal. The communication used to be very personal. Vehicles used to be like a horse, a bullock cart, elephant. Okay. There would be always a connection between the owner, the master, and the vehicle. There used to be emotional involvement from both the sides. We all know the stories, so many famous stories. We know the story of Rana Pratap and his famous horse, Chetak. So much of involvement. Rana Pratap understood Chetak's feelings and Chetak reciprocated with Rana's feelings. He always did things accordingly. So maybe we hear Krishna taking care of Arjuna's, the horses of Arjuna's chariot. So things used to be quite personal. Communication would be so personal. Letters used to be written, you know, with hand. My daughter in the school is just learning letter writing. So the day first time she learned this concept of letter writing, she came home and she said, I understand in the previous years people would write letters when there was no WhatsApp and there were no emails. Hai na? I said, yes. She said, the one thing I don't understand, how do they give letter to each other? Would they write letter and take the letter personally and give? Then what is the point of writing letter? Because there were no post offices in those days, so who would take the letter? And I was telling her that it was so personal that you would write letter and there would be somebody who would personally carry that letter and give it to the person whom you have written. Okay, very personal. We have heard Rukmini's love letter. Last Chetna, I think we discussed also. Rukmini writing the letter to Krishna and this Brahmana And one night he travelled from Vidarbha to Dwarka, taking the letter and delivered and conveyed Rukmini's feelings and then Krishna kidnapped Rukmini. So many persons. Fortunately, post offices still are working and there is still a person who carries, but the postman does not know who has written the letter, neither he knows to whom he has to give the letter. Okay, he's just a carrier. But still, at least there is a person still carrying. But postman also gives letter these days only from banks or some type letters from some companies, some mutual fund receipts or some updates. No friends write, friends now don't write letters, handwritten letters. You can try writing to your friends. It's such a feeling, you know, when you receive a handwritten letter from someone, you know, it's so personal, it really touches the heart. Anyways, coming back to our donkey. So this donkey could be always very, very unhappy and always complaining, and you know, all his friends knew that he is not happy with his job, you know. You know, we also go through, na? We are not happy with our job and we don't like our boss and things are not so good. So his friends knew that he is not very happy. But one day, to everyone's surprise, they saw this donkey is very happy and he just singing while he's working and very enthusiastic about things. His friends are surprised, you know, what happened? So we understand that you're not so happy with your job today. Kuch ho gaya kya? But there is a baat hi kuch aisi hai. What happened to you yesterday night? I heard something. Yesterday night, my master was telling his daughter, ये ऐसे ही करती रहेगी ना, तेरे गधे के साथ तेरी शादी कर दूँगा. I'm really having high hopes now. जवानी हो गई. अच्छे से करना पड़ेगा, ससुर को खुश रखना पड़ेगा. So this is how we need a hope to continue in life. To carry on in life, of course not like this donkey, not such hopes, but hopes are required. Now we see, when we hope for something or when we are expecting something, just like some prediction has to be made, what do? We study the past trends, okay? How the past trends have been. Suppose you have to make a prediction about rains. So when you see past few years how the rain has been, so itna millimeter rain yahan pe ye area mein aise hota hai ye month mein, so it will be more or less the same unless and until there are some drastic changes in the climate. Everything will be same. Some finance may be, you have to predict koi mutual fund ka ye kaisa ho raha hai, kaise ja raha hai. Past mein how the performance is, on that you decide how things are. Ya to phir, suppose there is a boy, there is a girl. So you see the progress of that girl from first standard till 10th standard brilliance. And you notice that this student is somehow managing to keep that red mark away from the report card. Somehow अपना ऐसा करके तो pass हो रहा है बाबा. And the prelims, till the prelims, the performance is same. Then it's very easy to predict what is going to be the board's result. You can't say कि अरे ये तो crack करेगा अभी, ये तो is going to be the ranker, she is going to be the topper. नहीं, usually नहीं होता, हो सकता है, please don't lose hopes. Somebody like this amongst us. But usually this is how we predict how the past has been. Usually the same trend continues. So as the world is progressing so much, let us see what has been the trend past few years. This is Mumbai Pune Expressway. I used to travel between Mumbai and Pune very often since my childhood, and I know about the traffic jams that we experienced in Lonavala, Khandala, and journey would never be less than 5 hours, five and a half hours most of the times. And then government came up with this Mumbai Pune Expressway. The journey became half, 2.5 to 3 hours you reach Pune, or from Pune you reach Mumbai. Okay, it started in 2002. Now look at the statistics. The number of accidents on expressway, first year they were 300 plus. What does that mean? Almost one accident per day. Okay. 2003, the next year it became 700 plus. That is two accidents per day. Year 2015, there are 1,200 plus accidents. Till date, there have been 14,500 accidents and 1,400 deaths in those accidents. And it is said that the accidents are increasing at the rate of 3.5%. This is the progress. Any predictions for 2017? Let's come to that later. There has been so much progress around us in technology, in the way we earn, the way we spend, the facilities in life. Life should have been very happy and easy. But let's look at the statistics about, this is in India, the suicide rate in India, okay? 1997, around 7 cases per lakh. When I was reading that, only 7 per lakh, kuch bhi nahi matlab, bura lagta hai, lekin it's like, lakhon mein 7 log suicide karte hain, to like, thoda acceptable lagta hai. 2007, 10.3 per lakh. 2012, 12.9 per lakh. Now, after this, the rate increased so rapidly that there was no point in giving the figures of how many people per lakh. So they expressed like this. 2014, every 90 minutes there is one suicide. And 2016, 15 suicides per hour. Imagine. We have been sitting here for an hour or more. There are 15 people who have committed suicide. So much has been going on about women's empowerment, right? Security. Few years back, nobody spoke so much about women's security, right? Now there are apps, and there are so much is happening for women's security. But you will be really surprised to see this about the woman abuse. Violence against women. 2008, 1.9 lakh cases. 2010, 2.14 lakh cases. 12, 2.40 lakh cases. Again, the number went so much out of control, so they gave the statistics like this. 2014, 848 per day. And in this year, it's one case per 2 minutes. One case of violence against women every 2 minutes. Are we making progress? Can we really hope for a brighter tomorrow with this? Yes, we can. What is in our hands? What is in our control? What is in our control is, personally, we can decide, we can determine that I will not be the cause of that bad tomorrow. I will not be the part of that bad tomorrow. How? By becoming a better me. Or together becoming better we. What is a better tomorrow? What is a brighter tomorrow? A better tomorrow is better you and me, right? We become better. We help those around us to become better. That's what is going to bring a better tomorrow. Otherwise, this is just going to follow the trend. The trend will follow. Just numbers increasing. Now what is hope? A hope is a feeling of expectation and desire for a particular thing to happen. There was a drought in a village, and the priest in the village called all the villagers and said, let's come together and pray to the God, and he will reciprocate, and there will be rains, we will be saved. So next day the entire village gathered to pray for the rains, and there came a 5-year-old boy carrying an umbrella, and everybody was laughing. There is a drought, what are you doing, why umbrella? He said, no, because the priest said, if we pray, it is going to rain. I have hopes. I have confidence. If we pray, it is going to rain. And if it is going to rain, I need an umbrella. That's hope. That's faith. We need it. Faith or hope is required. Sometimes it just goes so unnoticed. We don't even realize that we are actually, living with the hope. Just like every day we travel. On roads we travel, most of the Mumbaikers travel in train. Every day we travel, but we doubt. Are we a child in a church gate? Not. We have confidence, we have hope that we better and we are also to pahunch hi jayenge. That hope, it just goes unnoticed. Every night we sleep, we put an alarm. We are hopeful that we will live in the night. We are not going to die in the night. We have that hope, we have that confidence. It is not going to happen. But there are people, these are small things. For many of us, we have hope, right? Our parents love us. We have hope they are going to take care of us. कि अभी आज चेतना है तो छोड़ो, लेकिन रोज शाम को घर पे जाते तो खाना मिलने लगा है, तो होप है नहीं उसमें. घर पे जाएंगे तो मेरा घर ऐसा खड़ा रहेगा, उधर बेल मारेंगे तो मम्मी को ले दें, कोई दूसरे का घर नहीं रहेगा वो. सो मच. और व्हेन यू स्टडी इन योर करियर, यू हैव होप्स दैट कीप्स अस गोइंग. बट देयर आर पीपल हु डोंट. डू यू नो व्हाट इज द ग्रेटेस्ट डिसीज these days? Cancer, AIDS, swine flu, for the Mumbai people, the special dengue. so many, every day there are so many news for Delhi. Any cases? The greatest problem, greatest disease is mental disorder, the depression. I was just thinking actually about depression. What is depression? Now those who are studying psychology or psychiatry will have their scientific definitions of what happens to the cells and what things happen. But if you just think, depression is a condition where a person actually loses all hopes. It just becomes totally hopeless. There is no light in life. Just feel. Which feeling am I? Nothing can be done. Finished. This is the end. And then people go on antidepressants. I just met one lady and I was talking to her and she said, I talked with her around 15 minutes, and after that she said, you know what is my problem? I smoke. It was a shock for me, you know. I said, really? And she had some health issues. I said, why do you smoke? You know it is not good for you. She said, if I don't smoke, I feel very depressed. I said, and then? Did you ever try? She said, yes, I tried. And then the doctor had to put me on antidepressants. So I was curious. I had never come across anybody, you know, like this personally, somebody who is undergoing this. And then I asked her, I said, can I ask you? I said, what happens when you take antidepressants? They just make you numb. They make your mind numb. So you kind of go in that mode. Do whatever you want. Doesn't matter. I don't care. She said, I just sit like a statue. You know, people move around me. So many things are happening in house. My husband comes and she said, I'm just like a statue. It was really, I really felt bad for her. And there are other people who, in depression, they end their lives, they harm themselves, they harm others whom they feel are responsible for their condition. It's a big, big problem. Forget about those who are undergoing this severe problem. We may not be patients of depression, hopefully. But even we go through so many ups and downs, right? We are not always on like this hopeful. We are hopeful, so many times our hopes are just crushed. We feel so hopeless, so frustrated, so angry. Most of the times, actually. And then, do we ever think that, can there be a condition in life where I don't feel hopeless ever? Is it possible? Is it possible living in this world, is it possible not to be hopeless ever? Always hopeful, always positive. Is there anybody who can take you to that point? Just remember this. We have one devotee, and a very senior devotee from our congregation. And he was struck with a depression in his life when he was not a devotee. And he decided to end his life. Commit suicide. And he thought he'll end his life on the railway track. थोड़ा ज़्यादा था शायद. तो एज ही वाज लेइंग देयर ही हर्ड अ सॉन्ग. आई डोंट नो यू ऑल आर फ्रॉम डिफरेंट जनरेशन बट दोज डेज देयर वाज अ सॉन्ग. हाँ चल के तुझे मैं लेके चलूँ एक ऐसे गगन के करीब जहाँ गम भी ना हो आंसू भी ना हो बस प्यार ही प्यार चले. He heard that song and he caught up to it. ऐसा भी कोई जगह है क्या? If there is a place like this, I want to go there. I don't want to be unhappy and depressed like this. I want that place. And then he figured out, you know, which is the song, who has written the lyrics, Bollywood, he went actually. Actually, went to a person who had written the song. And he said, "Sir, thank you very much. You have this knowledge that you have given me, this place that exists." And this person just looked at him. What are you speaking about? That place, jahan dam bhi na ho. He just gave him a look and said, "Hey, aisa kuch nahi hota hai." So just a song. Very despondent, he started walking away. But because he had this desire, you know, he said, is there a place like this? Is there a place like this? He met with a Hare Krishna devotee. And he spoke to him, and the devotee said, yes, there is a place like this. No, I know, I'll tell you. In the December marathon month, so the devotee was in his hand, he had Bhagavad Gita command here. So you read this, and you will find a place like this. And this devotee read this book, and his life was changed. Who is that person who can take us to this place? What if I tell you? That person is right here, right now, with you. Amongst you, I can see next moving. Yes. Not only now, the person is with you always. Always. The only thing that is required is turn. Where? This side or this side? Turn where? Turn within. He is with you. Krishna, the Lord of our hearts, as a Paramatma, is sitting in our hearts, accompanying us through all the situations of life, just waiting when we turn and when we ask for help, when we stretch our hand and we're just ready, you know, to take us from all those hopelessness to the hopefulness. Eternal hopefulness. I would like to tell you my very favorite story from Mahabharata. Everybody knows Mahabharata. In India, we expect people to know Mahabharata since we are in Bharat. So, Mahabharata is an epic, many highlights. The gambling match is the highlight of Mahabharata, one of the highlights. Draupadi Vastraharan and Abhimanyu Chakravyuha is another highlight which culminates into the war of Mahabharata is the highlight, those days of war. So when the war, just 2 days before the war of Mahabharata, the leaders of both the parties were called for a meeting. Who called for the meeting? Duryodhana. But he always thought he is the person in control, so he said. So Yudhishthira Maharaj with his 4 brothers were called for meeting. And Yudhishthira Maharaj said, "I am not going. Krishna, I am not going. Last time they called me and look what has happened. All that gambling match and so much of cheating, and now we are on this point of fight, so I am not going." Only if you come with us, we are going. Otherwise, we are not coming. Because after the gambling match, Krishna told Yudhishthir Maharaj, you should have at least told me. I would have come with you. So now this time, Yudhishthir Maharaj, no, I am not going without you. And Yudhishthir Maharaj told Krishna, Krishna, you are coming with us and you are going to decide. Whatever the discussion will happen, you will decide and I am going to only say yes. So whatever you say, we are going to say yes. Krishna smiled and said, when they reached, Duryodhana started. He always treated, he never got the chance to insult Pandava also. He said, look, I am a very busy person. I don't have time. Actually, I don't have time to fight. And that too with beggars like you. I just don't have time. So, let's limit the time of the war. The war may go on for 18 days. And if the war continues on 19th day, then by default, we are the winners. Good. Now see, you are five of you. Till 18th day, even one of you is killed, is dead, then by default, Kauravas are the winners. So come on, why? If one of us is killed, you are the winners? Yes. Within 18 days. Agreed. All Pandavas also agreed. And Duryodhana said, and the third condition is, we are 100 of us. After 18th day, even one of us survives. Who is the winner? Who are the winners? We, the Kauravas. This was too much. What is this? Nonsense. One of us dies, we lose. One of you survive, you win. Is it fair also? Krishna smiled and said, agreed. Pandavas agreed. As they left, imagine how they must be feeling. Is there any hope? What? There was no comparison in the counts also of Pandava's army, the size of their army, the size of Kaurava's army. The warriors like Bhishma, Karna, Dronacharya, means they were Duryodhana himself. Is there any hope? Is there any hope that Pandavas are going to win? But they had faith. If Krishna has agreed, we just follow. And we all know what all Krishna did to make sure that Pandavas win and rule. Not because he's partial to Pandavas, but because Pandavas ruling the world was for the welfare of the world. It was because he loves everyone. So he knew that for everyone's good, it is essential that the Pandavas rule. Yes. So Pandavas always had this, faith and hope. They had given the charge of their life to Krishna. So even in most hopeless condition also, they were most hopeful and most positive. Now you will say, 5,000 years back now, what are you telling us now? Is Krishna going to come with us to office, negotiate with our boss? Or is he going to discuss with our parents or our friends? What, This is not that. What are you telling? Let's take this same story ahead. After the war was over and Yudhishthir Maharaj was ruling as the king of the world, after a few years, Arjuna wanted to meet Krishna. So he traveled from Hastinapur to Varna to meet Krishna. And it had been really long time since Arjuna had not returned. So Yudhishthira Maharaj was anxious, and he was noticing all the inauspicious omens, and he was actually feeling that something inauspicious has happened. Maybe Krishna has returned back to Golok Vrindavan. Maybe he is not on this earth. Otherwise, so much inauspiciousness is not possible. And as he is thinking like this, Arjuna returns. And looking at Arjuna's condition, Yudhishthira understands that what I am thinking is correct. And then Arjuna remains. And then Arjuna tells that how, as he was, when Krishna decided to go back, he ended his pastimes here. And he left. And then I was traveling with the wives of Krishna, taking them. And I am the same Arjuna. This is the same Gandiva bow that I have fought and I killed Rathis and Maharathis with. But I was defeated by the group of ordinary cowherd men. I couldn't fight. I lost. And now I understand that. It's because that time Krishna was with me. And now I am without Krishna. Without Krishna I am nothing. Like this Arjuna says, and he just falls on the ground just for a moment, and then he rises up again and he smiles and he says, but now I am remembering those words that my Lord spoke to me right in the beginning of the war. What did Krishna speak to Arjuna? The Bhagavad Gita. So those words, just remembering those words, I am feeling so hopeful. So Arjuna came out from that hopeless situation without Krishna's personal presence now, but he is still in Krishna's presence, in the presence of Krishna's words. The Bhagavad Gita. Time is coming. But do we really have an access to Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam, these scriptures? How many of us understand Sanskrit? Maybe some of us. Nobody is raising the hand. I am not going to ask any Sanskrit questions. Maybe we know some basic, you know, Mamanama, Kavanama, Aham, Desam. Like that, some basic things, but when it comes to Sanskrit verses, do we really understand? Nothing. So even if Bhagavad Gita is there any hope that we can derive a hope from Bhagavad Gita? But there is definitely hope. Srila Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of Krishna consciousness, the ISKCON. Srila Prabhupada translated all the scriptures which are so very essential in our lives in English for you and me. And he did not only translate, but he gave purports. What are the purports? Purports are to understand how, what is the practical application in our day-to-day life of these books. Because unless we apply these books in our life, we cannot be a better person. And if we cannot be a better person, there is no hope for a better tomorrow, for a brighter tomorrow. Srila Prabhupada left India at the age of 70 on the orders of his spiritual master, whose disappearance day is today, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He told him that why don't you preach this message of Krishna consciousness in English language? That time India was under British rule, and Prabhupada put an argument that who will listen? First let us make India independent, then we can preach. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur made a statement that he made that the only problem in this world is lack of Krishna consciousness. And the only solution, the only hope is Krishna consciousness. And when Prabhupada heard that, he was convinced, and he actually took the order of his spiritual master to his heart. He travelled to United States with nothing. What he had with him? Nothing. He just carried a trunk of his books, the manuscripts. There was nobody who was waiting for him, nobody to welcome, a foreign land. Nobody is eager, he does not know anyone. He started the struggle of his preaching. People did not properly understand what he is speaking because he had a heavy Bengali accent. But because he had this desire to help these people, 1970s, the hippie movement was ruling America. All the youths, you know, were joining this movement, hippies, without any responsibility, without any restrictions, just take, do whatever you want to do. And you know what was the motto of hippies? Do not listen to anyone above 30. They consider that adults are stupid, you know, they just don't understand all this. But Prabhupada, at the age of 70, won over their hearts. Why? A genuine well-wisher. He had gone with his desire to help them, to make these hopeless people hopeful, to give them that ultimate hope. He gave them the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita and he gave them the chanting of the holy names, the greatest hope, which actually transformed. And so many American youths and youths all over the world actually took up to Krishna consciousness, and they became better people, and they are still so many who are reading Prabhupada's books, becoming better people, and they are contributing to the better tomorrow. Yes, today I just want to make a small request. This is the month of December and it's the month of Gita Jayanti. So, as a token of gratitude to Srila Prabhupada of what we have received from him, devotees are distributing books to make the world a place of hope, to give the hope to the world. So I request that whenever you go down, we have Kirtan now, and whenever you go down, please do have a look at books, Bhagavad Gita or still small books who are based on the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. It's my request. Please have a look, take a book or two with you, read. You will definitely see the difference, definitely. I can promise that life will definitely be better. And tomorrow will definitely be better. Thank you very much for your patient listening. Hare Krishna.